Luciferians do exist, but they can never taste, feel, or see. The hand, the presence, the life, the blood, the love, the power of God. Ultimately, in the end, without a change, without redemption, there is silent night forever. A word to the Luciferians, 2010 into 2011. The wittings, well, those that are blind but witting, and then the unwittings. We've got to describe what a Luciferian is, and then look at three categories, and then talk about tasting, feeling, seeing. There are those who will listen to this. You know all about the breath of hell itself. You know all about power demons, the dark side, what it's like, what you've been through, what you're preparing for. Whether Bohemian Grove, deep down in the tunnels under the Vatican, St. Paul's, it doesn't make any difference. The black nobility, Luciferian, Illuminati, there is a dark river that is rising. It's flowing out of hell's kitchen for sure, but it is rising and being seen and being felt. For all of us that understand this, for those of us who observe and watch, it's but the tip of the iceberg, and that tip alone is horrific, detestable, radical evil. In all of its deception, brings the greatest of destruction. And you listening right now, by the providence of God, even those that are truly Luciferian, the subpersonalities loyal to the cause, the troops of Antichrist, the elitists who dance with the demons, you've got someone that prays for you. You've got a moment in time. I remember the words of Jesus concerning Jezebel there in the book of Revelation, that he gave her time. He gave her time to repent. She was doing destructive things, but he gave her time to repent. Let me tell you something. What does it profit anyone if they gain, anything and ever, the sum total of the world's goods, and yet forfeit their own soul? So some of you listening have already forfeited to this day, but by God's hand, by God's power, by God's intervention, maybe there'll be a new day. Your vile wickedness, your vile, detestable shedding of innocent human blood, conjuring of the spirits, aiding and abetting the fallen cherub, though detestable as the, roots of hell itself, the grace of God in Christ superabounds. Where sin abounds, grace much more. You may not understand that because as a Luciferian, whether witting, blind and witting or unwitting, you've never tasted, you've never felt, you've never seen, and you may never in all of eternity shut out. How's your demons now? This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Understanding that not only direct listens in about 70 countries, all throughout Rome, Italy, Europe, Germany, Berlin, the Middle East areas, United States, obviously, in Canada and there in Australia, around the world. And no question, there'll be believers in Christ. I would say, add your prayers, please. I request it to this simple message. Pray that God's hand be on it, God's power be on it, that God's will, that none should perish. It's the Greek word, bulimai, in his determined counsel. You check it out, 2 Peter chapter 3. The reason Christ has not returned, it's all about the salvation of lives. It's all about God's patience in the midst of horrific, detestable, and filthy, rot gut evil operative in the world. You and I have seen some of it, but we have not yet seen literally anything. The chaos to come, the rise of Antichrist, the horrific attempts at annihilation of Israel and all believers worldwide, the opening of the abyss, the coming mother of all rituals, Revelation 16, and ultimately Armageddon. It all spells as if you would read Revelation 19:20. To the troops of Antichrist, Revelation 19:20 is tagged on your very chest. It would be well in this kind of, we lean on the prophetic revelation of God, the Spirit's revelation. Well, I'm talking about the uncreated, infinite God, the Holy Spirit. I understand you know the spirits, you know the powers, you know the energies, you know so many things. You've tasted blood, seen the cries, experienced the gateways, engaged the dark ones, the old ones, again and again. Well, this word is clearly for you. If you haven't known this voice, it makes no difference. The website, shatterthedarkness.net, it'll give you all that's necessary. Let me engage first, what is a Luciferian? I've had a military individual that asked on a YouTube video, do you even know what a Luciferian is? Have you ever really met a Luciferian? And my answer to Colonel Shannon would be yes and yes. And my question to Colonel Shannon, birther of the 1st Earth Battalion Force, the kind of, New Age precursor to super soldierism. Let me explain that and ask the question to the listener, do you understand really what a Luciferian is? And we need to be definitive. We need to be able to know what that means and not just tag it on anyone. My clear understanding, I think, out of 2 Thessalonians 2, that there is a secret power of lawlessness. It is already operative. It is already moving. It has been since the fall of the human race. There is an agenda. This dark side understands the prophetic even as far back as Genesis 3:15. This constant engagement with humanity, this constant sense of trying to preempt the prophetic of God, this constant attempt to annihilate God and replace God, the insatiable, insane lust of the fallen cherub, finite being that cannot, in all of its power, exert itself to become infinite. It was a lost cause in that moment of time in the heavenlies, Ezekiel 28, until violent-willed wickedness was found within, and the transmutation, the origin of it all begins there. Well, it's not that we don't understand that the dark side has powers. Clearly they do. Supernaturalism, clearly they do. It is that there is another side of the fence. I don't know if the fallen cherub remembers what it was like to be the once anointed cherub. I don't know if the fallen angels remember what it felt like, what it tasted like, what they saw before they became blackened totally with an eternal change in their nature and being. Their DNA, if you will. What is a Luciferian? Well, let's go over 4 points at least. The Luciferic, and I'm using the term in this sense of Satan, of the dragon, Revelation 12, the big picture, Ephesians 2, the prince of the power of the air. I'm using those terms, to me, are all collective when I think in terms of simply this transliteration, Lucifer. But we're going to use the term since it's out there, and we will use it in this teaching. There are those that clearly announce themselves as Luciferian. There are those that are kind of humanistic. There are those that really understand. And we're going to go over the three categories. But let's define, in at least my terms, what I believe the Spirit of God reveals about Luciferian, or those committed to that side of the fence, that river of darkness, that secret power of lawlessness. Number one, when it comes to Luciferianism, number one, it is the presence, both in spirit and in being and in teaching and in agenda and in methodology. It is the opposition to and the goal of replacing the real Christ. Every element of Luciferianism, every concept of a Luciferian, involves the opposition to the real God in human flesh, Christ, Savior of the world, sinless Messiah, who shed his blood on the cross, died, rose, and is coming again. So it is a direct opposition to the real Christ with the absolute goal of replacement. Going back to 1 John chapter 2, many antichrists, antichrists in the world, and the antichrist to come. 1 John chapter 4 speaks about knowing the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth, and gives then the definition of the spirit of antichrist. The spirit of antichrist opposes the real Christ. The spirit of antichrist seeks to embed a false Christ in every possible way to present a false Christ leading up to the ultimate antichrist himself. The little horn of Daniel, the antichrist of 1 John 2, the anthroposanamos, the man of lawlessness of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and then the beast, the Theron, most likely hybrid, the supernatural being, the Antichrist, that is going to be, unveiled, the apocalypse. He's going to have a parousia coming. Those words are used of his arrival into the world. So please understand that as we describe Luciferianism and what is a Luciferian, at the very core of that is someone that is engaged in this concept, engaged and no doubt having either a commitment to, attachment of, or possession of the spirit of Antichrist. They, whether witting, blindly witting or unwitting, oppose the real Christ, do not know him, and offer a not only lesser, de-deified, counterfeit, false Christ. That's at the core of Luciferianism. Number two, in understanding what Luciferian is, there is the sense of the operating powers. Whether again the witting, the blind unwitting, or the unwitting, in all categories, the actual powers of darkness are operative, whether fully raw and lethal, like in dark satanic blood rituals and the real demons and the real power demons and what they're really about, or whether in the New Age movement that has become the largest occult counterfeit alternative opposed to the real Christ spiritual movement in history, and the precursor to the coming Luciferic globalism. The powers are real. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now operative in those who are, well, when it says disobedient, it's a reference to those without the spirit of Christ in them. Romans 8, if you have not the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. The platform is that sin code, that platform of the human spirit being dead to God. So the prince or the ruler of the power of the Eros, this global operating presence, well, has rights. If you're lost and you don't have Christ inside, if you don't know him, never tasted, never felt, never seen, never experienced, in a, are opposed to, then what powers are on you? Whether it's direct, raw, lethal Satan himself, masqueraded, morphed as an angel of light. See, there's two kinds of poison. The kind of poison that is raw and terrible to taste and awful but can still kill you. And then there's the same kind of poison but sugar-coated, covered, laced. It does taste really, really good, but will kill you just the same. So there's the under-the-carpet, real Luciferian, satanic stuff that goes on. There's above the carpet the New Age or the delusion, the deception, the seduction. It looks like an angel of light. It looks like a Christ. It looks like the energy of God. But there is a counterfeit. And again, the scriptures are very clear. The Spirit of God is very clear on the counterfeit never leading you to God. The counterfeit never being 100% like God. But how do you tell when you don't have the Spirit of God? When you don't have the Word of God in you? When you don't have the living Christ in you? When you don't know the real? As opposed to the masqueraded. So sitting in the underground chambers, sitting around in the bunker, listening on the laptop, downloaded, those of you that monitor, those of you that do the recon, and tag those that are to be annihilated in the great chaos, the Black Awakening. Here's your moment in time. The powers that you have, real. The enablements that they give you, real. The entities are there. You can call them what you want. None of them will ever share their real being with you. They are finite. They are dark. They are in opposition to God. Whether light level New Ager or deep Luciferian priest summoning the darkest of powers. Those of you gathered around the Antichrist himself, whether the elitists, the Illuminati, the black nobility, the terminology, well, you have your own. There's a bloodlust, understood. There's a clamoring and a bulging at the seams spiritually. You want to break it out. And if Antichrist, in my opinion, if he is actually living behind the scenes and the regime is prepared, united, and ready, and if really the dark powers are bulging at the seams to break loose, God's restrainer. Simply put, the finger of God holds back the broadest, largest onslaught that is the manifestation of the dark side into this side. Just the finger of God, the restrainer, holds back the full onslaught of that great revolt and apocalypse of Anthropos Anomos and the entire regime, the dragon, Revelation 12, the chaos that brings the collapse and the bloodshed and the annihilation of humanity and brings in a new day and a new politic. And yeah, that's right, Luciferic globalism. So let me tell you this, that all those listening need to understand, there is no development in globalism without the powers behind it, without the spirit behind it. There is no development in the political ideology, the military vision, the economic siphoning of the funds. There is no ability to bring the chaos, no ability to bring a new regime, no ability to bring world control, no ability to bring out Luciferic technologies, no ability for the abyss, no ability for Armageddon without the real sheer, well, full force operating presence and power. So Christians out there, if you understand biblical revelation, see Jesus, the Gospels, and his engagement with the dark side. Look at the book of Acts and the engagement. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not withstand it. We've been birthed as the church in a battle. There is, in this world, the god of this eon, this age. 1 John 5 talks about the evil one being in control of the whole world. And the incremental frog-in-the-kettle approach is about over. And the explosive events that bring explosion of the presence, power, and operating force of Satan is about on our backs. So when I say Luciferian, not only do we deal with the overall belief system, the opposition to the real Christ, inseparably connected to the replacement with a false Christ, that's number one. Number two is the real, increasing, ramping up, ready to burst out, operating powers. Check our website for the concept of 500 million satanic rituals in the last 50 years. Take a look at Revelation 16 and see the mother of all rituals, a planetary wave on a global planetary scale, a unleashing that brings the world to Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without this power. There is no opening of the abyss without dark power. There is no rise of Antichrist, no birth of Antichrist, no deception, no cult. There is no New Age movement without these powers. There's no Mayan bloodshed years ago. There's no Moloch or Baal without these things being real. Real believers in Christ need to understand biblical supernaturalism, need to understand biblical revelation, need to understand that we're not living in a rationalistic, watered-down Christendom. Only spins its wheels in tired and boring traditional services that seem ancient and a lot of labor for nothing there. Point number three, Luciferian. Well, the real Luciferians, they believe in a globalism. They believe in spiritual evolution. They believe that everything is an evolutionary process. The universe is in process of evolution. God, light level ones believe in even the concept of God, while God is the universe and is evolving and learning. How stupid is that? Who's he learning from? Luciferians, point number three, whether the witting, the unwitting, or the blindly witting, they all are going to be a part of a Luciferic globalism. The political ideology, the military development, enablement, and preparations, the economic deep empowerment, literally Antichrist's checkbook, it all moves in that direction. And there's got to be political ideology, there's got to be military development for the enforcement, and there's got to be the bucks behind the largest political military system in human history. This is off the scales of anything in the past, so don't look to the past. Look at biblical prophetic revelation that shows you the future history before it occurs. That a globalism, a new world order, a new order will occur. It will come about. There will be a politically oriented, military backed, spiritually infused, and without question, financially empowered system that will rule for a short period of time, but will rule. Its power is in its deception and in its operating presence of the fallen cherub and the demonic. It also brings about the greatest destruction in human history, the four horsemen, Revelation 6, by the pale horse, by that time, a fourth of the human race. Out of the four horsemen, white, spirit of Antichrist and Antichrist, red, black awakening, or the chaos before the New World Order, the black horse, the financial collapse and the economic and all the rest, but the pale, well, one-fourth of humanity, at least. So for all those that think that they're dancing with the aliens, dancing with spirit guides, dancing with ascended masters, listening to incredible beings, looking at entities from other worlds, dealing with parallel universes, you're receiving communication from ancient ancestors, and looking for super gods. It corresponds to your personal, temporal destruction and your eternal destruction. Globalism, Luciferic globalism, it is a dark river running from Hell's Kitchen, the plot. I mentioned that to simply say that it is not just some random thing that occurs, that this is a massive agenda, that it is conceived. The conspiracy is real, spoken about 3,000 years ago in Psalm 2. God questions the mass populace of the world, the nations joined in, and the kings of the earth that lead the way. Why? Why the rage? Why the conspiracy? Why take your stand against Mashiach, Messiah, Yahweh Adonai, Yesu Christu? Revelation 19:19 and 19:20 are the ultimate fulfillment of PS2. Psalm 2. I don't know if the Luciferian listening feels it, tastes it, sees it yet. I'm going to tell you what you haven't tasted, what you haven't felt, what you haven't seen. But the third point of what a Luciferian is that they are committed to an evolutionary development and then a crisis point takeover, bringing what would seem to be a peace-loving, environment-loving, economic-saving, militarily-empowering, new, spiritually-dazzling, brilliant globalism with the most incredible supernatural being at the head of that and his regime. As everybody clamors around that, they seem to forget that in that day, hundreds of millions have been wiped out. Oh yeah, even the 2012 and all the rest, all of the spirits operative through the ufologists, the alien entities, the prophecies coming from the psychics and even remote viewers, have now, by their yieldedness, they now flow in that same Luciferic river. So many are committed to advancing the cause of spirit-guided globalism with the concept in their mind, save the earth! A counterfeit-saving activity. Globalism. An evolution to it. The events that will force it. It's part of what Luciferianism is all about. And then, fourthly, the Luciferian. The Luciferian will have an unreserved commitment to what they would see as the ultimate Superman. The ultimate superhuman. The ultimate, well, transhumanist, transmuted, hybrid, combination, an elevation of humanity, an evolution of humanity. Is this how they will see the Antichrist? Being a Luciferian involves the spirit and presence and doctrine. Oppose the real Christ, replace him with a false. Number two, receive the powers, the revelation, the experiences, the event of the spirits behind all of this, operative in that goal. Number three, the belief in and promotion of an evolutionary development event level, well, of a new world order, a new day. And fourthly, ultimately, all Luciferians will be committed to a world teacher, a super being. Well, just like a god. Now, I've mentioned in all of this that there are three levels, I think, of Luciferian. A lot of Luciferians that may listen to this. Well, how's it going for you? How's the engagement? What's happening right now? For those that are intact chosen ones, the sub-personalities, you know, committed, lethally committed, licking your chops, angry right now, the spirits, will they even let you listen to all of this? Let's look over the Luciferians. I don't want us to forget a real Luciferian is someone opposed to the real Christ and wants and is replacing with a fake de-deified Christ. Number two, they're engaged in the operating powers, whatever the degree. And number three, they're committed to and believe in a evolution to a new world order, an age. And then four, the super god. Now, there are three levels of what I see and what I term individuals Luciferic. Number one, the Wittings, those who know what they're doing. They are under the carpet. They are engaged directly. I have no question here's what I believe. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. I believe these are the ones that have had direct manifestation of Satan himself, direct engagement. Of course, Satan showed himself as a brilliant super god, as not the fallen, dead, lethally angry, furious Satan as God reveals what he really is, but as a bright and shining being. Cheated out of his original position, coming now with power to overtake it all. They don't know. I mean, I'm saying the real ones that are that have gained the powers. Now listen, real Wittings, whether the high financially empowered elitists, the underground priests, those that are serving at the nearest to hell's kitchen. I believe they absolutely know the agenda, believe in the agenda, are empowered, and those are the ones that have become the conduits to releasing more powers, to advancing the cause of Hell's Kitchen. They are broadening the river of darkness. They are operating, and they are collective, and they are global, and they are behind the scenes, and they play the game of shadow government, shadow military, shadow religion, shadow everything. They're in the shadows. The real stuff they do is behind the scenes, and then the masqueraded life in politic, in military, in, quote, spiritual religion. What they are to the world is a mask. What they are behind the scenes, well, that's what they really are. And the day that they look to see their cause come to accomplishment and their super god coming to power. Well, it's all about the power. They get the power. They've been told that somehow by these powers, they've been shown supernatural things. They've engaged the spirits. They've been given abilities. They can do a lot of things. They have felt the breath, the powers of darkness. But most likely still do not understand the full depth of the fallen cherub's deception. Embracing the dark side that deeply, some would say you couldn't come out. Does that mean that the powers of darkness are so vast and so big and so broad that the grace of God, the power of the living Christ and the blood of Jesus can't touch it? I think not. And there's no question in my heart, no question in my mind. I've seen it again and again and again. So when we say the Lord rebuke you, Satan, when the believer is told that they've been given authority to trample on the dark side, overcome all the power of the enemy, when the believer is shown that greater by the power of the Spirit of God, by the authority given in Christ, by the blood of Christ and Christ himself, do you not realize what is in you and upon you is greater than Satan himself and the collective he rules? So to the deepest, the most damned, the most lethal, if you're listening, well, there's a crack in your armor. And I would pray that every demonic empowerment be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You know, 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. He's come to destroy. Every demon in hell knows what occurred at the cross, the triumph, the exposure, the open spectacle. They all know who Jesus is. They all know Yahweh Adonai. They all know. They just don't want you to know. They know judgment is coming. And listen, they don't care about Buddha Muhammad or Quetzalcoatl for that matter. They only fear one. They are terrified of one. They shake in their dirty boots because of one name, Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. Now the Whittings, they operate it all. No doubt the most powerful, no doubt the most financially backed, no doubt their arms in the military side of things. But it is a shadow regime, but a regime no less. It is a regime that shall become the most powerful political, economic, military system in all of world history. Revelation 12 gives the picture ahead of time of how broad and how wide it exists even before it erupts into this world. If the Antichrist's visible revelation to the world is, let's just say, 3 years away, this means that he's totally intact and there. The false prophet is totally intact and there. And the regime globally and all of what they plot is already at the door, ready to move forward. It's guaranteed that the collapse, the revolt, the black awakening, the chaos, the anarchy, no question about it occurring. And who causes it? Who plotted it? Who planned it? I hope that other listeners are understanding Holy Spirit given insight, revealing and exposing not just the dark side methodology or origin or nature, but the exact agenda. So the Whittings know everything. Let's go to category number two. The blind but witting. The blinded but witting are those that have engaged entities and powers. They've allowed channeling. They've engaged. They've gone out and talked to and conversed with and have become convinced by these entities, supernatural entities, that they would think are ancestral spirits or ascended masters or ancient beings of great power. They are looking at these things as brilliant and bright and supernatural and beyond humanity, and that they're here to aid humanity in an evolution. Development of human consciousness and a new age to come that will eliminate the old and bring in the new glorious day. There are those who are utterly spiritually blinded by the doctrine, didache of demons, the doctrine they have received, the teaching, and the spirits that have come with them. These are individuals that also have spiritual presence on them and operating through them. They channel Quetzalcoatl, they channel ancient beings. They allow these things to speak, and they collectively teach the same thing. The coming chaos, the coming eruption of a new world order, a super being, super gods, transformation, literally transmutation of humanity. So they're blinded, but they're writing books. They're blinded in the spiritual sense, and literally the universe's expert in blinding, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Very clear revelation. Here's how the Spirit of God paints the most powerful mind control agent that exists. And all real mind control funnels back to the fallen cherub. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's called small g, the God of this age, eon, time period. Just as he is finite and his powers are finite, though vast but finite, in comparison to God, he has a time period. A time period. Biblical prophetic revelation shows where it began and shows where it will end. You can take a look at Ezekiel 28, where it began. You can take a look in the garden where it erupted in humanity's life, will, DNA. You can take a look at the Gospels to see him. You could take a look at the book of Revelation to see his full manifestation. But you can go further than Revelation 19 and see his final annihilation. 1,000 years bound. He knows this. The great white throne judgment, the lake of fire, the devil and his angels. They all know this. The dark side in all exorcisms and listening to the dark spirits. They know this. Biblically, we see it. They know this. In experience, it's no question, they know this. That's why Revelation 12 reveals that they know their time is short. So he's only the small g god of this eon time period who has, listen now, blinded the minds of unbelievers. That means those who have not believed in God's revelation, in the Spirit of God revealing Christ, believing in the living Christ. Jesus said that the Spirit of God would be sent out into the world to convict, convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, of the very fact of the unbelief. And it may be that right now the Spirit of God is doing his work at unveiling the reality of what you're into, and the Spirit of God's conviction of your unbelief in God's grace, God's saving rescue, and love that is found in Christ. Though many of you listening have not tasted that, felt that, touched that in any way, just a moment away, just a matter of sheer repentance and renunciation of the dark side, the Luciferic cause of your sin, and you're opening wide. The Word of God still says clearly, with full effect, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If it costs you your life, so what? Better your life gone here and embracing God and being glorified and seeing God for eternity than losing your soul and being lost and shut out forever. The Whittings, they're doing what they're doing. The blinded but Whittings, because those that have received the information, the experiences, the remote viewers, the psychics, the occult writers, I mean, there's Blavatsky, there's Bailey, there's Spangler, there's so many that can be listed. Though blinded by the dark side, because they've never known the real side, they've never known the real Christ, they've never known the Spirit of God, their experience is only in the counterfeit, that's all they can speak about, all they can talk about, they are absence of the joy, power, presence, and testimony of a Savior dwelling in their life. But they do testify to the powers and the dark things and the enhancements and the experiences that the dark side will give you. Preoccupying your time, using your life, and then discarding you like a filthy rag in the end. They haven't and cannot and will not save you. You will join them. Lake of fire, everlasting destruction? Have you heard of those words? Let's take a quick look at point number three, the unwitting. That is literally on a broader scale the populace that has kind of come to believe in the political realm, the education realm, the environmental realm, maybe even in the military realm, that there is a need for a new order, a new day, and all you see it as you see it a new politic, you see a new military, you see a new economic system, and that's where a lot of the convincing to the world will come first. And so there's a need to save the world. There's a need to unify the world. There's a need to bring it all together. And so there are those that are so unwitting, you have no knowledge, though you're a part of the same cause, though you're swimming in the same river, it is the masqueraded river of light and the masqueraded spirituality, the belief in some evolutionary development of humanity that will save humanity. See, Luciferic doctrine is found in hardcore stuff. It is found in occult writings, psychic writings, remote viewers' experiences and writings. It is found in many places. But where the unwittings who know nothing of the deep dark side and don't even believe in it. I mean, we're talking about individuals that they don't even, I mean, they just believe there's positive and negative energies. They just believe in kind of a projection of elevated humanity's intention to save the world. They have no idea that the mask they embrace is a thin veneer. Behind it, the father of lies, the murderer. Let's ask the question, what does it profit any individual, military man or political, recon expert, assassin, subperson, what does it profit if you gain temporary powers? Who cares if you see dead people? Who cares if you get premonitions? Who cares if those are the powers that you receive so that you cannot literally receive the living God Christ and his power and all that is offered out of God's heart in life for you? What will it profit you? You ever read the words in Psalm 30? Let me bring you first to Jonah, chapter 2, verse 8. Luciferian, I can believe clearly that those wittings may hear this, that the blinded unwilling wittings will definitely, and that the that the unwitting, those who have been so totally duped, they have no idea that what they've embraced and what they promote is as lethal as the ritual priest's athame going into the heart of a baby on a ritual table. Jonah 2:8, here's the words of God. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. They forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Those who cling to the Luciferic cause, those who are wittings, blinded unwittings, or unwittings, those who cling to worthless alternative spirituality, to the finite spirits, to the delusion, to the deception, to the seduction, to the powers of fallen angels, those who cling to those worthless forfeit the grace that could have been theirs, could have been yours. You could have been saved. You could have had been washed in the blood of pure blood of Christ. You could have had the Spirit of God dwell in you. You could have tasted that God is good. You could have had a relationship with the eternal, infinite God. You could have been glorified in the future with an indestructible, irrevocable, immortal body that can see God face to face and embrace God in love for eternity. You could have seen God's Prince of Peace and the new age that God will bring in the healing of the nations and the new heaven and the new earth. You could have. And maybe you're being drawn right now to the edge. There's a word in the Old Testament, choose you this day whom you will serve. If the Luciferian presence, doctrine, powers, coming events, well, listen, if you think that is God and you embrace it, then you go down with all of it. You're lost forever. And I've told you, you are loved. Even Jesus wept over those who, with hard hearts, rejected the grace that could have been theirs. All that's left is the destruction. All that's left is being shut out, never tasting, never feeling, never seeing what it could have been. You die that way, it's over. Appointed, destined, on demand, once. If you're a Luciferian in any level of what we're talking about, or if you're someone sitting back saying, well, I could define it even better, so what? Look at Jesus Christ on the cross. Look at what he's done. Look at who he is. Look at the prophecies that spoke about him in advance. Look what he did. Creation listened to him. It obeyed him. Creation knew this is God in human flesh. The demons knew. Satan knew. They all knew. Disease was conquered and sin was dealt with and death was overpowered. The counterfeit, though it attempts to do all the same, it just ain't quite like the real on an infinite scale. Can we talk about the tasting, the feeling, the seeing? I look at an Old Testament scripture, and this is really cool, out of Psalm 34, and it says simply, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Taste and see. Later, believers are told in the book of Peter that now that we've been saved to grow up in our salvation, now that we have tasted that the Lord is good. The concept of taste, you understand that. You understand the concept, the taste of a steak, the taste of good food, the taste of an apple, the taste of things. The concept by the Spirit of God, God giving to us this reality of being able, in a sense, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, there are some that may never listen to this, never hear it. There are those that I have engaged over the years. Oh, you're not allowed to read the Bible. You're not allowed to hear the truth. You're not allowed to hear anybody share it the way it needs to be by the Spirit of God to enable you. See, the Word of God is a word of faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the powerful, infinite, powerful message, Word of God, Christ. The Spirit of God operative, I don't care if it's the sum total, collective total of billions of demon spirits, they cannot match the infinite, uncreated God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. They know. No doubt for some listening, they have backed off. Or you've had to let others listen, argue, and fight. Or at interruptions. There is truly the river of darkness is real and operative, and it does not want you to hear. Anyone bringing exposure to it by the power and the presence of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I know this. I know this taste. 30-some years ago, listen, the living Christ bringing conviction in my soul, conviction in my law, the Spirit of God operative through a human being that walked into a party. So engaged me. Thank God that night, 4 in the morning, I didn't know enough, but I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus to come into my life, and he did. Tasting is all about the actual experience of the living Christ coming into your life. That God's presence actually comes in. Your spirit is dead to God, whether you're a Luciferian or not. If you are, if you say you're an atheist or you're an agnostic, God defines your life as being absent of the presence of God, your spirit dead to God, and you have no taste. You can look at religion, you can look at hypocrisy, you can look at all the junk. We all reject that. We all reject that. If you read Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, you'll see that Jesus rejects that because it is not him. We're talking about Emmanuel. We're talking about God in human flesh as Savior of the world, seeking you, looking for you, coming to the cross to die as the sin bearer of the world, to give his life for pos anthropos, the sum total of humanity. So whatever blood you have shed, the blood of Christ is bigger. Whatever evil deed you have done, the deed of Christ on the cross is bigger. Whatever vile thing you have spoken, the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," are infinitely bigger, packed with grace, and a summons for you to come home to God. What about feeling? Can I ask the Luciferian? Can I ask the Satanist? Can I ask you if you've experienced the living presence? Have you felt the living presence of Jesus? Have you experienced the Holy Spirit presence in your life? Do you know the dunamis? You know, believers are to be clothed with power from on high. It's clear that engagement with undergrounders, with chosen ones, with Luciferians and Satanists and others, yeah, you got power demons and you got many of them many times in your lives. And outside of the presence of God, you might see that they are very, and you might feel that they are very powerful. But again and again, engaged with the person and presence of Jesus Christ, you'll see a difference. You may have felt the powers of hell, the powers of darkness course through your sin-latent blood, your veins. And you might rejoice and roar for now. There's an old sermon. You can find it on the web. It's called Payday Someday. No question about it. Haven't you read? Haven't you heard these words? 2 Thessalonians 1, this will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. If you stand as a believer in the dark powers, if you stand as a believer in the New Age spirits, if you stand as a believer in the spirit entities that are masqueraded as alien entities, if you believe in the Great White Brotherhood and you embrace them, then you don't believe and have never tasted and have never felt the living Christ, the power of God, the love of God, the joy, the peace, that which comes from the infinite. You have never. It's not in your experience. Even those that are the unwitting embracers of New Age spirituality and the spiritually inspired evolutionary concept of the universe and of the coming New Age and of the transformation of human consciousness. You can embrace that all you want, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a donkey with a stick and a string and a carrot. And you can sit on that donkey and you can keep moving forward, reaching out to the carrot of deity, homo deity, homo lumos, homo nautica. You can be reaching out there based on the finite revelation, demonic doctrine, spiritually empowered but finite human enhancements, and never, never grasp the carrot that has been promised. But like Judas, in the end, in your betrayal of the real Christ, embrace of the false, promotion of the river of darkness. Oh, you shall fall. You shall fall, and it's clear. It's called everlasting destruction. It's called being shut out. Have you read it? Have you looked at it? Someone's telling you the truth. Aninos, eternal. Have you seen it? Hotheros, destruction. Have you looked at it all? Shut out from the presence of the Lord and the glory, the doxa. 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 Dunamis. Doxa. Istkus. Do you know this? The glory of a power you have never yet tasted. Listen, if you do not taste it, feel it, experience it now, Revelation, Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Whatever your background, whatever you're listening, whether university cafe in your house in the basement, whether military soldier, whether Russian or Chinese, whether completely committed to other political causes, there are two streams. A river of darkness running from hell's kitchen. A river of life running from the heart of the living Christ who died for you on that cross. Why did He die? For you on that cross. To break the power of hell. To break the power of sin. To break the power of death. To break the power of separation from God. It's all been done. And now the summons. God summons all people everywhere to come to the living Christ. The summons is for you. The call is for you. God is calling you home. How do you do it? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reading the Gospel of John chapter 1. To those that have believed on Him, received Him, God gives the power to become a child of God. John's Gospel chapter 7. Jesus says it Himself. I tell you the truth, whoever believes in Me, as the Scripture has said, out of your inmost being, rivers of living water, of what comes from God, that well up to eternal life. Do you want the power of God, the love of God, the healing of God, the grace of God, the coming glorification that can only be experienced if you experience what it is to be born of the Spirit of God? Do you know Christ, the Savior? You're no fool to give up what you cannot keep, what cannot lead you to God. You're no fool to give that up to gain Christ, total forgiveness, total empowerment, the embrace of God, the presence of God, the taste and the feel, and in the coming glorification, the seeing God face to face. You'll have a body enabled. The counterfeit to the glorification, a transformation of human consciousness, homo lumos, homo deity, the carrot that will never be grasped. The finite, the physics of the finite can't produce it. If you're sitting on the donkey, reaching out for what you've never, never obtained and never will obtain, then may God knock you off it. May God embrace you today. May you throw it to the ground and your own sin. See yourself in light of God and the revelation of what you really are. Lost, separated, your spirit dead to God. You can't fix or patch yourself, but God has come to do that. And there's nobody that wants you more. There's nobody that can fix you better. Your choice. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Massive, committed prayers have gone for you who listen to this.